They catch murderers with them, Lee, rapist, and in the upstate, a guy who thought it'd be a good idea to shoot a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And at least for now, in Greer, they're unplugged, they're flock cameras. People are very divided on this issue in this audience. But I think it's interesting, one of the upstate's largest cities, obviously, Greer. That's how Fitz News describes it anyway. Temporarily suspended its flock safety license plate reader system. And that's, of course, after two employees at Greer PD were caught using it as their own personal search database. Not supposed to go in there and follow people around.
Yeah, that's frowned upon, to say the least.
Yeah. So they say for now they have suspended the license. They've even gone so far as to go out, you know, in the town limits of Greer and cover up the readers. So there's like, you know, people are assured that no, they're not on. They're definitely not on. They're covered up. That's how freaked out people are by these things. Yeah. And it's just the mounting privacy concerns with it. And City Administrator Andrew Merriman said public trust and safety are of paramount importance to the city. Now, this isn't permanent. They are doing a 90-day suspension of the flock system. And they let it be known that before that even happened, like, you know, the whole Greer PD, all city employees were blocked from accessing the flock system in any way. So even though they didn't have it covered up, they shut it down.
Well,
what do you think about this?
Not
to put you on the spot.
No. I've got a definite opinion on this because I think the horse done left the barn a long time ago. If you think about it, in your pocket or your purse is something that gives you much more detailed your information to many more sources. It's that phone, that cell phone, your car. If you have a car that is connected in any way to the internet, which many are these days, that information is available there too. Then, and in fact, the manufacturer of that car could actually turn things off if they wanted to or were asked to by law enforcement. So I understand and appreciate and am empathetic with the right to privacy, the so-called right to privacy in a public area issue that folks have about that. I get that. And there is the threat, and we have seen it, where this can be misused by people, members of law enforcement that are abusing their authority. But, you know, they do audits of these systems. These people generally get caught and get fired or, you know, jailed or whatever. But I just... The benefit to me, and I probably get, you know, grilled on your text line for saying this, but the benefit right now to me outweighs the negatives.
There's got to be a way to ensure that only our sheriff's department, only our police department has access to these. There's got.
I would like to think that, but I don't think it'll happen. So,
see, I get frustrated because every year the FISA court produces.
Yeah.
A report of illegal, unauthorized accesses of the NSA spy database. And there's usually somewhere between 500,000 to 1,000,000 of those. Every one of those is it's a crime. Mm-hmm. It's illegal, but it's never prosecuted.
Yeah.
I had Rand Paul on my show one time. Senator Rand Paul was back in Charleston. And first of all, people don't understand about the system. Oh, no, they're following me. They know where I go. Well, yeah, but if you turn the flock cameras off, guess what? Federal government still knows everywhere you go if you take that phone with you.
Right.
So, and I'm more afraid of the federal government spy system, quite frankly, because while it doesn't photograph my license plate reader, it catches every keystroke. Mm-hmm. It knows everything in my bank account, every transaction that I have, every digital aspect of me, 100%. It knows everywhere I go, everyone I talk to. If I type a nasty comment in and then I never hit send, it knows my keystrokes. Everything I do is not a secret from the government. It's all stored. And when I talked to Rand Paul, Lee, and we were talking about, he volunteered. He said, yeah, that's just one of five programs. He said, I can't tell you what the others do.
Yeah.
So yesterday I had a guy say, well, I can put my phone in a bag. I forget what they're called. Like it'll block the signals.
Faraday bag or something.
Yeah, Faraday bag. Yeah. That's it. And he said, I'll just put it in a bag. I put it in a bag when I drive. And then the government won't know. I'm like, well, when you get where you're going, do you take it out? Okay, well, they know. They know everywhere you go. If you take it out to use it, they may not know the route that you took to get there unless they have a way to hack that, which I wouldn't be surprised if they're still collecting it, right? Because four other programs we don't know about. Yeah. And I guarantee you one of those programs is listening through that phone. It's got to be, right? If there's four others. Well, I mean, how many things are left for it to do?
Well, they were doing it on landlines for decades.
Yeah. And then, so we have this scandal every year, and every year a few members of Congress get uppity about it. And Matt Gaetz used to be one. He did a good job of screaming and yelling at the FBI. You had FBI agents that were just checking out their dates, people they wanted to date. Think about that level of intrusion. That's not just, oh, you were at the Publix at noon again, getting your donut fix or whatever it is you do there. You know what I mean? Not my business. No, no, no. Here's every detail. Think about this. Every detail, every personal intimate detail of your last relationship with your boyfriend. Because guess what? You texted each other all the time.
Well, you know, as far as these cameras.
Can you think about, imagine an FBI agent just everyone who has access to it. By the way, they gave access to the DNC. DNC had their own terminal to do research for politicians. At one point, they were following GOP donors around the country. Yeah. I mean, and nobody cares. This report comes out every year. I'm like, take the FISA warrant ability away. Shut down the FISA court. Get rid of the NSA spy ability. And everyone's like, yawn. You'll be fine if you're innocent. Well, but you're worked up over the flock camera. You'll be fine if you're innocent. No, shut it up. I mean, like, what is the disconnect here? I don't know. I don't get it.
Just yesterday, we got this email from Oconee County Sheriff's Office. The PIO there, Jimmy Watt, sent this to us, and it's a press release, and it's talking about this teenager that was shot by somebody in another vehicle. And he specifically said, using a nearby flock camera, investigators were able to identify the Hyundai as the suspect vehicle. The Hyundai was pulled over on a traffic stop at a business located on East End intersection in Seneca late Monday morning. They processed the vehicle, interviewed the people inside the vehicle, determined they had nothing to do with it, and were let go.
See, I wonder, because I know when we had Hobart Lewis, our sheriff, on about this, he talked about how shockingly fast they can find people. Like, you know, police officer gets shot, man, we got him in minutes. We can track him down with those flat cameras. We can see everywhere they went. We can just trace him back. It's like hitting rewind. Well, Lee, did they happen to say how long that took, how fast they were able to do that, or no?
Let's see. I don't see an exact thing, but it wasn't that long. I mean, now it probably wasn't immediate, since the people in the vehicle that it was identified had nothing to do with it. So apparently whoever was in the vehicle previously had done this. Somebody else was driving it. I don't understand that. That sounds a little suspect to me, but, you know, whatever. But still, just like I said, at this point, and I realize this is the slipperiest of slippery slopes.
It is. I don't deny that.
But right now, to me, the benefits outweigh the risks, because I know if it were one of my kids, the grandkids, I would want every dead blame camera out there looking for them.
And fast, too.
Yes.
You know, your daughter doesn't show up for lunch. You call 911. I mean, fast. They could figure out where she is. And here's the other flip side of this, too, because I can remember my first interview with the sheriff's department about this like years ago on this show. They had caught somebody. I can't think it was like a violent assault or something, or a robbery. I can't even remember what it was. It was near downtown. And they had caught that person, not with a flock camera, but just by going down the road and pulling private security tape and following the person. So that takes longer. It's unwieldy, but they're going to do that if they don't use the flock camera to find.
And you know, many people have these doorbell cameras.
Yes, they're everywhere.
So, and those are everywhere, and many of those are already connected to law enforcement. I think you have to opt out of it with some of the systems. But, you know, that's already out there. So there are numerous ways of tracking this down. You know, if you do away with one, there will be another. So.
Yeah. At the same time, though, I can argue both sides of this. There's not many issues that I'm like this, where I'm like really passionate both ways, you know? I mean, but you look at how these cameras are used in China. There is over a billion of these cameras in China, a network of a network of a billion of these cameras. And they've even got stuff like billboards where, you know, you jaywalk instead of using the proper crossing, and they'll flash it up on the billboard that you've just broken the law. And then you'll get the fine sent directly to your phone, which locks down till you pay it. So that's the kind of stuff, if you leave flat cameras, that you'll have. Well, although, go ahead.
I was just going to say, speaking of communist China, and you really want to get worked up over a privacy issue, take a look at what's going on in Pennsylvania right now with their legislature about new medical legal options that they're going to have with regard to pandemics and you know, being able to look inside your home, to interview your child at school without you being present, all kinds of medical things that they're doing now that post-COVID that were, you know, that we all complained about. They're codifying that into law right now in Pennsylvania. You ought to take a look at that. That's a scary situation.
Yeah, I saw that. And Josh Shapiro, yes.
Josh Shapiro is signed off on, and this is one of the guys outside of Gavin Newsom who may be one of the people that will be running for the Democratic nomination for president.
Well, I mean, once again, I people get terribly torn up over the Flock cameras, mm-hmm. but I've been telling people, look what your state legislature yes. just did in the spring mm-hmm. With basically passing a law that yep. says that Facebook and Twitter and Instagram could be sued if they don't verify the identity of every single person using yeah. them, that they are, you know, an adult. Well, that's going to take a face scan and or a digital ID to be allowed to use the internet. That's the system they've set up. You good with that?
Yeah.
Well, don't send me a text about you're mad about the Flock camera right. if you're good with that. Get yeah. mad at all of it is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know why this one issue is driving people so crazy. And not all of them that I've been hammering all these years. I just want to see people get riled up because it's not going to change.
I think this is because you can see yeah, a Flock camera yeah. on that pole, and politicians and influencers can say, look up there, see what they're doing. You need to listen to me, and here's what you need to do about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that.